A big weekend for you, Greg O'Connor, as we welcome you to the program as our next guest on the show. Good morning. How's things?
Morning, Jordan. Yeah, looking forward to the action out of Riccarton Park on Saturday. It'll be slightly different to the previous week where they had a lot of rain and it meant that the track came up. Well, it ended up being heavy, but it was certainly wetter than it's been this calendar year. But, yeah, the racing was excellent and there might be a few form reversals because it's been a drying week and they might even get pretty close to a good four.
G'day, Greg Butcher here. Let's go through them. We'll start at race six, first of the features, the Daphne Bannon Memorial Great Easter Stakes. Didn't think this was a bad field at all. Gee, the hottie was good last week. Gets the ace draw here, as you say. Different conditions on Saturday, Third Decree. It's been impressive winning three in a row. Open race, though.
Yeah, very open race. The hottie couldn't have gone any better last week. I'm still expecting a pretty good run from the daughter of Swiss Ace. Third Decree's been flying. Gave last week Southern Alps a miss to be set for this one. And Kylie Williams versus Courtney Barnes. It should be a good battle between those two. They won't get it all their own way, though, Butch, because the Radiant one was outstanding last week. The hottie pushed her out of the way, and that was probably the winning of the race. Don't think Tina Kombinahi will allow that to happen this time. So at the value, I think the Radiant one, who's trained by the Dennis brothers, they need no introduction to anyone Australasian wide. And they've got a very smart one here out of the Diamond one. I reckon she can upset the other two. So I'm going to plumb for the Radiant one to beat Third Decree in the hottie this week.
Race seven, the first of the quaddy and well-named. Waikato Stud paying tribute to Trevor Luke, such a big part of racing throughout New Zealand for a long time. Gee, I thought it was a good field for to kick off the quaddy as well. Savage was good last week. It's come a long way in a short period of time. And Royal Valor racing well.
Yeah, racing really well, both of those horses. I've got to go for Divine Sava to beat them, though. Sava Beal, five-year-old mare. Trained by Stephen Marsh, comes out of his Riccarton base and has been second in three of her last five, including the latest performance at Ashburton in behind Sassy Merlot, and just love the way she got to the line that day. Can't see any reason why she won't produce something like her best again. So I reckon on an each-way basis, the mistress is in there for Robbie Patterson as well. The team from Wingatui, Brian and Shane Anderton, have Cherryville, their stable, racing well. They won two last week. Turf War, Trey Bond, you're right. If you're having a crack at the quaddie, not the easiest leg.
The New Zealand Bloodstock War Step Stakes culminates a South Island Filly of the Year series. Sees a number of horses backing up out of last week, where we saw Epi Beal being too strong for them and bringing up a wonderful milestone for Michael Pittman that's acknowledged earlier in the day with a race named in honour of him training 2,000 winners. She backs up into this Epi Beal and gets up to 2,000 metres, which you wouldn't think would be a problem. New player to the race, though, Race Ace out of the Fraser or Rhett stable up north, and she comes off some very consistent runs, being and also the last one being a very good fifth in the Oaks.
Yeah, look, she's obviously capable of winning this race. Stakes boasted her previous run too. Butcher behind Pulchritudinous, who's an outstanding filly, so you'd have to fully respect her. She's got gate one as well. Epi Beal, great last week. Great milestone for Michael. You wouldn't think of South Island Racing without thinking of his red and white colours. He trained alongside his son, of course, and Matthew. So she's got a big part to play. No rain ever. Slightly disappointing last week, but she can bounce back. It's Doris has the ability. And one that I spotted running on last week from the Terry Kennedy barn, American Chevelle, American Pharaoh, three-year-old she is, Corey Campbell. The step up to 2,000 metres, not saying that she's probably going to win the race, but top three, top four chance, American Chevelle, $26. You could do worse than have her in your combinations.
Righto, we'll chuck her in the multiples. Righto, the feature, the Coca-Cola Canterbury Gold Cup. This one at Group 3 level over the 2,000 metres and 120,000 up for grabs. Good field. He's a doozy, heads it after a really good run last time behind Nereus, who goes across to the Mornington Cup. So Matt Scott was very good in winning the Southern Alps Classic, the TAB Southern Alps Classic. Capo del Impero's race well. Time's ticking, always goes well down south, and the evergreen, perfect scenario at the top of the page.
Yeah, good race, isn't it? Time's ticking. Won it last year. Compo Del Impero finished second, I think, from memory. He's a doozy. He's a Copeland's winner and is back in great form. Lisa Ladder, Jonathan Riddell, they don't come to Canterbury without performing, and I'm sure he will once again. Love the winner Matt Scott last week. It'll be different at weight for age for him, but he just charged to the line, and so pleased for Sharon Robertson and Alan Reeves and Ross Falloon, has been a big part of that stable for a long time. It's a great story, that. And I'm sure he'll go well again, but I'm going to go with Time's Ticking. I reckon he can win it again. LB McGregor knows his way around a racehorse, and he knows his way around coming to Rickerton and winning. So, yeah, Time's Ticking each way for me, but a cracking contest on a terrific day, on a track that you know, most horses should appreciate, I would think.
Righto, we're live going into the last leg of the quaddy. What do we need on our ticket? Thought it was, as always, at Rickerton, a pretty tough ask. The last leg of the quaddy. This one, a 65 rating race over the 1,800 metres. Did like the way Gentle Ben hit the line last week.
Yeah, very good last week. It's great, isn't it, Butcher? You get to the last leg, you think, oh, I'm just about home. Never at Rickerton. Absolutely never at Rickerton. As many or as much ink as you've got in your pen. Gentle Ben, yes. Gave Lofty's Gift a chance, gave Mayola Miss a big chance, Courtney Barnes riding for Robbie Patterson, and I gave Patrain a chance too. But like I say, load up the pen, or if you're using a pencil, don't break the lead, because you want to keep marking as many as you possibly can.
Yeah, for sure. Righto, what's the best of them at Rickerton Park on the weekend, Greg?
I'm going to go for Time's Ticking. I reckon he can go back-to-back in the Gold Cup. So each way, race 9, number 3.
Thanks for your time. Good luck there presenting on Saturday, and we look forward to catching up again on Breakfast with the Kiwis into the future.
Never a problem. Good on you, Butch.